Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I am Tom, and it's our TOEIC unit today. As we sort of begin the month of December here, and we're getting closer and closer to Christmas. And today we're going to be talking about 3D printing in our TOEIC unit, which is, of course, the test of English for international communications. And it's all about 3D printing. I've only seen this in one place in Taiwan. There are a couple of stores in the Guanghua market that have these devices, and they've printed out some samples of 3D printing. But I'm sure lots of people are using them now.
They're very expensive.
I can imagine, of course, when there's a new technology, it's going to cost an arm and a leg.
The one I saw cost $100,000 US.
Wow, phenomenally expensive.
Very expensive.
Hopefully that price will come down as people think of new ways to do 3D printing. In today's lesson, we've got a conversation between Dr. Michaels and a woman by the name of Claire, and she wants to have some plastic surgery on her nose because she broke it, and maybe 3D printing will be the answer for her.
Okay, guys, we've got a conversation. We're going to read through the conversation, and then we'll talk about some of these terms, and we also have some discussion questions. Stay tuned.
Good morning, Claire. Please come in and have a seat. Now, what can I do for you?
Good morning, Dr. Michaels. I'm here because I want to have plastic surgery on my nose. I fell and broke it last year, and ever since then, my nose hasn't been straight.
I can certainly help you with that. First, I will need to take some pictures of your face at different angles. Let me get my camera.
Okay.I'm curious as to how I will look after the surgery.
Well, that's where the photos come in. Have you heard about 3D printing before?
Yes. It's a process that lets you print 3D objects from a computer, right? I've heard you can make almost anything on a 3D printer these days, like toys or machine parts.
That's right. We've got one here at the clinic.So I'll use the pictures of your face to make an accurate 3D model in a computer program. Then I'll modify the shape of your nose to make it look like the one you want to have.
Okay. What happens after that?
I'll print two models of your face in full color. One will be how it looks now, and the other will show the results after the surgery. You can compare them and see exactly how your appearance will change.
That's amazing!I can't wait to get started.
We shall now discuss the contents of today's lesson. The title is Seeing a New Face with 3D Printing. Of course, you'll see someone with a new face because of 3D printing. And this does happen, of course, as you know. Plastic surgery is quite common around the world these days.People don't really like how they look sometimes, and so they need to have some kind of surgical procedure.
Well, if you've even been up north to our northern neighbors in Korea, you know that's their favorite thing. They all get plastic surgery. And it's really kind of weird because sometimes, you know, you're walking around and some of the faces all look the same.
Oh, no.
Which is kind of scary. So anyway, plastic surgery. Yeah, this girl wants to have her nose done. We'll often use that terminology. Oh, I want my nose done. She has actually broken her nose, and so it's no longer straight. This sounds like something a guy would typically be talking about. A lot of guys who participate in rough sports often will have their nose broken. And so it's got a little curve in it. But she's a girl and she fell and broke her nose last year. That would have hurt a lot. Anyway, she says good morning to the doctor and tells him why she's there. The doctor wants to know, usually from patients, well, why have you come to see me today? Well, she says she's here because I want to have plastic surgery on my nose. The formal term for that, if you have plastic surgery on your nose or cosmetic surgery on your nose, is rhinoplasty. And a lot of people have had their nose done, have had a nose job. We'll often call it a nose job. People wanted to know why Barbara Streisand, who has a really big schnauzer, what's it called? A schnauz? A schnauzer?
Hooter?
A big nose. Mm-hmm. And she said she didn't want to change it because it might affect the sound of her voice.
Good on her. Good that she has become proud of her iconic nose.
Lady Gaga, too. She refuses to have her nose
done. Okay,
good
for her, too. Yeah. Absolutely. And yes, we should be proud of the nose that we have on our face. But sometimes it might be pretty bad because of an accident or something like that. Or sometimes people have a big bump on their nose and they really don't want it there. So, yes, plastic surgery could be the procedure for them. So she wants to have plastic surgery on her nose. Mm. Surgery, of course, refers to when a doctor basically uses a scalpel and gives you an operation. Remember, surgery is not countable. I'm going to have surgery on my nose.
You can't say I'm going to have a surgery on my nose.
You can say I'm going to have an operation on my nose,
yes.
But you can't say a surgery. Surgery will not have the definite article or the indefinite article there.
And then we'll also call the room where that surgery is done the operation room. Right? We don't call it the surgery room. We call it the operation.
No.
He's in the operating room. Don't say operation room. That's incorrect. Sorry. Hmm. Operating room. The doctor is in the operating room. Yeah, I've had a lot of surgery in the past, or my sister has had a lot of surgery. She's undergone a lot of surgery. We also use that verb to undergo an operation, to undergo surgery. So, yeah, she wants to go and get her nose fixed. And Dr. Michael sounds like he's an expert in that field.
Yes, she fell and broke it last year. And ever since then, her nose hasn't been straight. And she feels like a freak. People probably make fun of her. They treat her like she's different from everybody else. Well, you never know. Maybe they do. Or maybe she feels that way.
Probably doesn't feel like a freak, though.
Probably not. But in any case here, Dr. Michaels says, I can certainly help you with that. That's his specialty here. Mm-hmm. First, I will need to take some pictures of your face at different angles. Let me get my camera. So, of course, the doctor needs to have some views of her face from different angles. An angle, of course, is usually some kind of mathematical ratio. If you talk about angles, you've got, 45-degree angles or 90-degree angles, et cetera, et cetera. In this particular case, it means from different viewpoints. Mm-hmm. So he's going to maybe take a picture of her face head on, straight on, then
profile.
Maybe in profile, maybe from 45 degrees, and then from the side, maybe from straight overhead, maybe from under or something, and maybe from behind. Who knows? These are all different angles of photographs that the doctor is going to take with his camera. I assume the camera is a digital camera, a DSLR, probably a digital single lens reflex camera.
So Claire says, okay, she says, I'm curious how I will look after the surgery. Curious here just means you're really wanting to have more information. Maybe you're eager to learn about something, eager to know something. Oh, I'm very curious how you make that. That dish is so delicious. What do you put in it? You can be curious about a lot of things. So she's curious as to how. As to how just means how something is done. So I'm curious as to how Tom is always on time. When we record together, Tom is always on time.
I'm very punctual, yes.
How are you always on time?
Yeah, you're usually a minute or two late.
Yes, I am.
I think that's probably because you just want to, get that extra information from the internet.
Well, my home is so close that sometimes I don't time it good enough, right? Mm. If you live far away, you have to allow for more time to get here. I live very close.
Yeah, I guess I always leave early just in case there's a traffic jam or something like that. So, yes, that's probably why you're curious as to how I'm always early to work. And here Claire says she's curious as to how I will look after the surgery. I'd like to know, do you have some sort of sample photographs that you can give for me? Maybe if you give me a new nose, I can pick the nose. Maybe I'd like to have a Barbara Streisand nose or a Jimmy Durante nose or something like that. Jimmy Durante, of course, lived
many years
ago.
I don't think they know him,
That's a big nose from an old celebrity in the United States. But I guess maybe with the 3D printing, you can kind of pick and choose the kind of nose you'd like to have.
You sure can. So there's a process they go through. He asks her if she's ever heard of 3D printing before. He says, well, that's where the photos come in. If you use that phrase, that's where something comes in, it just means, well, that's where this is important, or that's where the photos play a part or play a role. How do they come in? How are they important? How do they matter? Well, they matter because he's going to be using a 3D printer. And she says she's heard of the process of 3D printing. She says, well, it lets you print 3D objects or things from a computer, right? I remember the first time I saw this on TV. It happened to be a medical show about operating and surgery and doctors. And they actually 3D printed an organ.
Wow.
That was transplanted into a patient. So an object here just means something that you can actually put your hands on. It's something you can touch. You can see it. It's an object. It isn't just an idea or concept. It's something that's real that can be felt.
And don't confuse that with the verb form, object, which means you disagree with something. I object to that. I don't agree with that. You better change your mind. But here it's the noun with the accent on the first syllable, object. So this machine can print 3D objects, like organs, like you said. But it can
like print a lung.
Lung or a liver. Something like maybe your pituitary gland or something
pituitary, like that. Pituitary, wow, okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard that word since grade school. But in any case here, yes, it can print those 3D objects from a computer. At least that's Claire's question. Yes, I have heard of 3D printing. That means you can print various objects using a computer. And she goes on to say, I've heard you can make almost anything on a 3D printer these days, like toys or machine parts. So that's what she's heard. She's heard it in the news or she's seen it on the internet. Yes, you can pretty much print anything you want, like toys. You know, maybe you can print out some toys for your kids.
Even that fake meat.
Fake meat, maybe, too. Who knows? I guess it kind of depends on the kind of material that you put into the printer. Not just plastic, but you can probably put all sorts of other stuff in there. You could also make some machine parts. Mm. I'm wondering if you could maybe make bicycle parts or something like that. If you don't want to spend a whole bunch of money on a new shifter or something like that, you could actually print it yourself.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could print out obsolete things.
Oh.
Things that aren't manufactured anymore, but you'd like to have it, maybe some kind of machine part for an old, 1923 DeSoto or something like that.
Well, he's got a 3D printer right there at his clinic. We know the word clinic because Taiwan has a lot of small medical clinics around the country, around the island, which makes it easier sometimes in trying to get an appointment to see a doctor at the hospital. So a clinic's just a place that's outside of the hospital where we say outpatients can see a doctor. If you're an outpatient, it means you're not sleeping or staying inside the hospital overnight. You can go and have whatever you need done at one of these small clinics. So he's got one at his own clinic, and he's going to use the pictures of Claire's face to make an accurate 3D model in a computer program. So he's going to take those photos, make up a 3D model of her face in a computer program using software. And then he says, I'll modify the shape of your nose. So if you modify something, you just change it slightly. So he's going to modify the shape of her nose to make it look like the one that she wants to have. But she won't have that until, of course, he performs surgery.
Exactly. So that kind of seems pretty convenient there. He can, use the computer to reconstruct her face and make that 3D model in the computer program. I suppose he can show her various options on the computer screen. Do you like that nose? Do you like that one? Maybe you like that one. The nostrils are a little smaller than usual, or they're a little larger, or maybe the slope of the nose is more like a Richard Nixon nose or something like that. You can kind of mix and match and pick and choose your nose. And so he's going to modify the shape of her nose to make it look like the one that she wants to have. Claire says, okay, what happens after that?
Mm.
What happens after you make that accurate 3D model in the computer program? Well, here is what Dr. Michaels says. I'll print two models of your face in full color. Okay, so I guess he could print something out in a mono color using just maybe plastic or something like that. But no, it's going to be in full color. It's going to have the red in her lips, maybe the blue in her eyes. Her face is going to be kind of pink because of the blush color in there. It's going to be full color. It's going to look exactly like she does.
And it's going to look like her face looks now, he says. And the other, remember, he's got two 3D models he's going to print out. The other one is going to show the result after the surgery. Of course, that is just a projection of what she'll look like. It's not the actual nose that's already been operated on. So she can look at the before and after models and decide if she likes that. It's kind of a great idea, actually. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, the 3D printer isn't printing out pictures on a flat piece of paper. These are actual 3D models. So it looks like a head, you know, everything's sticking out as if it's a real person on
this.
It's
3D.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it? So then he says you can compare them to each other. If you compare two things, you look at how they're similar and how they're different. And she can compare them and see if she really likes the new nose that they've talked about him giving her through surgery. And she thinks that's going to be amazing. Amazing is just hard to believe. So cool, you can't stand it. That's amazing. Maybe you've seen something that you're just astonished by or it's causing a lot of surprise. Wow. Or you just can't believe something's that great or that awful. Wow, it's amazing. How did you do that? Oh.
That's fantastic. It's amazing.
It's wondrous.
Yeah. It's stupendous.
Awesome.
I'm so impressed with that, and I can't wait to get started. That's what Claire says, and hopefully later on she will have a new nose that she'll love, and she'll be the envy of all her friends. They'll be talking about her nose all day long. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion. We'll be back with some extra dialogues in just a second, but right now we're going to hear from our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天有没有看的是第四单元。好，我们来看呢，3D 列印、3D 列印，这个跟医美有关系吗？很有关系。好，标题里面的 3D printing 就是我们中文说的3D 列印。好，我们看这个对话内容呢，是医生跟病人之间的对话。好，医生呢是 Michaels。Dr. Michaels, 他呢这一天有一位病患，他其实是要做整形手术。我们先注意到所谓的整形手术就是 plastic surgery。好，那他要整的呢是鼻子。所以呢病人 Claire, 他说 I want to have plastic surgery on my nose。好，那这个整形手术呢，他说啊，其实这个病患 Claire,他之前跌倒了，然后呢，这个鼻子呢就歪掉了。然后这边就讲说 ，Ever since then, my nose hasn't been straight. 好 ，Ever since 当然就是一种比较加强的口吻。从那时候起，我的鼻子就从来没有直过。好，我们知道 since 当然是会谈一个过去时间的起点。那这个起点之后，主要句呢会用完成式，所以呢，在这个时态上就要注意到 hasn't been straight， 这其实是一个完成式的写法。好，接下来呢，当然医生就告诉他说，没问题，可以帮你的。然后他必须要照一些相片，从各个不同的角度来看看他的鼻子的状况。不过有一点哦，他这边就提到了，他想病人想看看，诶，这个手术之后会变成什么样子。然后医生的回答是说 Well, that's where the photos come in. 好，这句话如果光看字面可能会不太懂，其实这个是口语中我们在英文会话里面常讲的，当你要提说，诶，这就是某一样东西，某一个物件，它开始有用了，它可以派上用场了，这就会说 That's where something comes in。 好，这边提到为什么要照这些照片，当然诶，就可以让你先看到，诶，之后整形之后的样子是什么样子。好， 那医生还提到一点哦，那你有没有听说过所谓的 3D 列印呢？好， Claire 他的确是知道的，他知道这个 3D 列印，他其实什么东西好像都可以用 3D 列印来印出来，包括像玩具啦，像机器零件等等啦。好，那 Dr. Michaels 就说没有错，而且我们诊所里就有一台，看到 We've got one here at the clinic。 我们要注意到就是 one 这个字很有趣的，在这个对话里面它出现了好几次，不过 one 当然它是一个不定代名词，所以必须根据前后文来决定它到底代表什么意思。以这边来说，Dr. Michaels 他讲的 We've got one 当然是指 We have got a 3D printer， 也就是所谓的 3D 列印的印表机。那我们看看这个 one 当然没问题，可是下面呢我们还看到了另外一个，那我们再来决定它到底是什么意思。好，不过顺着Dr. Michaels 的话里面，他就说了，好，他呢，有这个 3D 印表机，所以说他会做出，用这个透过电脑程式，然后做出精确的 3D 模型，然后呢，就会用来修改你的鼻子的形状，让它看起来就是你想要的样子。好，我们来看到有一个动词 modify 就是修正修改。另外他就说按照把这个鼻子的形状然后调整到看起来是你要的那个样子， make it look like the one you want to have。 好，我们看到了The one you want to have， 其实这边说的也就是你要的那个鼻子的形状，也就是 the shape of the nose that you want to have。 好，再来接下来呢，好， Claire 当然就是说好咯，那知道了以后再来会怎么办？ Dr. Michaels 说他会印出这两个全彩的脸部模型。好，全彩我们看到了In full color， 但是这两个，所以一个怎么样，另一个怎么样，注意到了 one the other。 好，当然这个 one 我们也很清楚，前面说的两个 models， 第一个 one， 但是因为只有两个，所以另一个英文就是 the other。 好，这两个连在一起的用法大家应该不陌生，在这个地方当然是指一个模型是现在的样子，而另一个模型就是手术后的结果，这样子你就可以做比较了。好，我们今天讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, now we've got some extra dialogues that have something to do with 3D printing. And actually, this extra dialogue, or these three extra dialogues, still involve Dr. Michaels and Claire. So guess who I'm going to be in today's conversation. So here we go with
the first Claire?
One.
Are you Claire?
Can I be Claire?
Yes, you can
be
Claire, Tom.
I want to be Claire, Tom. Get a new nose.
Yeah, just for the first one, I'll let you be Claire.
Oh,
go.
Okay, let's try. You have to use a really low voice here.
Welcome back, Claire. I have the 3D models of your face right here. This is your nose currently, and this is how it will look after surgery.
I love the results. This technology is really impressive.
Isn't it, though? It's pretty amazing. So here he is welcoming her back and showing her the 3D models that he's printed up or printed out. I think you could do either one, print up, print out, of her face. And she's looking at it and probably really looking carefully at the nose section. Of course, that's what she's interested in having changed or modified. That was the word we used. And, she's kind of excited about what she sees. She's happy, right, Tom?
She certainly is. She says she loves the results. I don't think she likes the printout of her old nose. It's broken, of course, and crooked and not straight. But she does like the new nose. She loves the results. And she says this technology of 3D printing is really impressive. And it's really amazing. Really fantastic, etc. Now, here's the next conversation. I don't want to do Claire anymore,
okay.
So you be Claire now.
Are other doctors using 3D printing too?
Yes, some doctors are using it to create new limbs for people who've lost body parts. Scientists are even experimenting with 3D printers to build new organs.
That show I saw on TV must have been a little bit, fake, a little bit forward-thinking, because they really were actually printing out an organ, like a liver, I think it was a liver, to put into a patient, which I thought was insane. How does a printer do that? Wow. It took quite a while for it to build the liver, I remember thinking, wow. But they are experimenting with this, and they are working on skin. We're going to learn about that in our next program, how they're actually working on skin that we can put on burn patients. So pretty cool. Here's the next one. Go ahead, Dr. Michaels.
I'm Dr. Michaels again.
Yes.
How do you like your new nose, Claire?
It looks fantastic. It's exactly like the model you made before. Thank you so much, Dr. Michaels.
So, of course, Dr. Michaels made a model at first to show Claire what her new nose would look like, but then he actually has to make the real nose and surgically attach it to her body or something. So hopefully the results will be the same as the actual model. And it looks like he did a good job here. She likes her nose. It looks fantastic. It's a fantastic new nose. And she goes on to say, it's exactly the same thing. It's exactly like the model you made before. Thank you so much, Dr. Michaels. So it sounds like Claire is a satisfied customer. And let's go on now to some discussion questions. I'll ask this question here. What are some items you'd like to make with a 3D printer?
Well, I've already thought about this, because when I saw that particular medical program on TV, I thought, oh, I hope really soon they'll be able to make a bladder for my sister.
Okay.
My sister struggles a lot with her health, and if she could have a new bladder, that would help so much.
Super.
So that's what I want. What about you, Tom? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I was born with crooked feet, and so I've always had trouble finding shoes that fit me exactly right. I can find my size, but a lot of times I get blisters on my toes because they don't quite fit right. So I'm hoping a 3D printer can print out some shoes for me that will fit my feet perfectly.
Cool.
I know that some people have custom-made shoes, like speed skaters have their skates custom-made to fit their feet exactly. So maybe a 3D printer could print out some shoes for me, and I would never have a blister or a sore on my feet again. And here is another question, which is basically the same thing. What else might 3D printers be used to make in the future?
Oh, lots of stuff. It does look like they're trying to come up with some fake food that the 3D printers can print.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess you could eat it.
Which just sounds like a little creepy to me. But I think we've got a lot to look forward to with all this new technology.
So that's it for us. Thank you for joining us. And please join us again next time for another edition of English Digest. From all of us here, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.